Hi, my name is Aaron Bjork. I'm a principal program manager working on Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server. In this video, I'll demonstrate for you how teams can use Git to manage their source code through Visual Studio Online. First, we're going to explore the contents of a Git repository. Next, we'll dig into a repository to see the changes made by the team. And finally, we'll look at how a pull request can be used to peer review code changes and incorporate them into your code base. Now, all the features I'll show you today will be done using Visual Studio Online, but these same experiences are available for on-premises customers using Team Foundation Server. Okay, let's take a look. I'm starting off from the welcome portal for this sample project, where I've uploaded a Git repository that contains a bit of sample code. Now, on this welcome portal, the content on this page is dynamically generated from a markdown file that is contained in our Git repo. This is a very, very simple example, but you can do a lot of interesting things here with Markdown to make this landing page really dynamic for your project. Let's jump into the Code Hub and take a look at the repo itself. When we land in the Code Hub, we land in what we call our Explorer view, and this is what you might expect. We get a list of the files in the repo down the left-hand side, and we get a couple of different views that we can move through here on the right. The first such view is one of the different repos in this particular project. If I drop this down, you can see that we've got another repo called Another Repo. And in Visual Studio Online projects, you have an unlimited number of repos per team project. So we could have as many as we want inside this project. We've also got a view over here of the different branches within this repo. We're currently looking at the master branch. And if I drop this down, we can see the different branches that we've got and change context as necessary. Now let's drill in a little bit. We'll jump into our soccer fans project here, and let's jump into the controllers folder and take a look at a file called the home controller. Now here we've got just a view of that file, and we can see what's been going on. We've also got a couple of different views here. One is our history view, which shows us all the changes that have been made to this particular file. We've also got a compare view, and the compare view helps us see recent changes. And of course, because this is Visual Studio Online, we can diff these changes in a couple of different ways. So we can view them side by side or view it inline here where we see text that has been removed and text that has been added. Let's jump over to the commits view of this particular repo. When we land on the commit view, we get sort of a feed of all the different commits that have been made for this particular repo. Let's dive right into this particular commit made by Matt called completing task number 422. When we get into the details of the commit, we get a bunch of really helpful views that help us understand the progression of these changes. The first is we can see who committed these files, and that was done by Matt. We can also see who pushed these files up to the online repo and see how they landed there. Down at the bottom, we've of course got the changes that have been made in this commit, and we can see the diffs there. If we had additional files, we'd see them listed on this side as well as down the left-hand side of the page. And then finally, we've got the task that was associated with this particular change. So here we can see that task 422 was to update this about page, and we've got a full Visual Studio Online work item tracking that work. This one's marked as done. Let's move again over to the branches hub. And here in the branches hub, we get a really interesting view, which shows us instead of versions of the commits that have happened, we can actually see all the branches in this repo and an indicator of the staleness of them. So we can see how many commits they are either ahead or behind master. And we can pivot this in a bunch of different ways to see those changes. So we could drill in here and see that these particular commits right here haven't made it into this particular branch. And finally, for working together with your team, we can use pull requests. Pull requests help us collaborate with our peers to request feedback on their code. Now you can see when I landed into the pull request hub, I don't have any pull requests that I've requested. But if I switch to assign to me, you'll see that Matt has assigned a pull request to me called updating the help page to include an email address. Let's click into that pull request to take a look at it. Here we can see some details about the pull request. First, we see that there's only one file involved called homecontroller.cs. And we can see that Matt is asking to merge his changes that he has in this branch called users mmetric admin message, and he wants to merge those into master. And so he's asking us to pull these changes into master. Now, he's assigned a set of reviewers. First of all, he's added me, and he's also added our sample Git project team. We could add additional reviewers here as well if we'd like. And when we initiate this, we can ping reviewers with an email to make sure they're aware that this is waiting for them to look at. I'm not going to send this now for this example. Finally, we can take a look at the code and the actual changes that Matt has included. We can see down here the diff, and we've got a nice feature here which allows us to inline, go ahead and annotate changes. So we might come up and say, yes, I'm glad to see this default message removed. If we move back a screen, we can also leave changes here back in the discussion as an overall general message. And you can see here the message that I just made inside that file is actually brought into this full discussion view. So I'm going to tell Matt that his changes look good. I'm going to include that message here. And then over here on the right-hand side, I'm just going to give him the thumbs up for this particular pull request. It looks good to me, and at that point I can click Create Merge or Complete Merge, and his changes from his branch will be merged into master, and our pull request will be complete. That's about all the time we have today. I hope you were able to get a sense of the Git experience inside Visual Studio Online. For more information, please visit visualstudio.com. Thanks for watching.